Part 3. 10 times during the following week, Mr. Weston said, "Robbie stays, and that's final." But each time, it was weaker. Until finally, when Gloria got back from school one afternoon, she went to look for Robbie in his room. In a minute, she came back, a worried little girl. "Mama, Robbie isn't in his room. Where is he?" "No one knows, darling. He just walked away. We have looked and looked, but we can't find him."
"You mean he will never come back again?"
Gloria's eyes were red with horror. "We may find him soon. We'll keep looking for him."
"I want Robbie. I want you to find Robbie."
Her feelings were too deep for words, and she began to cry and cry. "Don't cry, Gloria. Robbie was only a machine. He wasn't alive at all."
"He was not a machine. He was a person just like you and me, and he was my friend. I want him back."
"Let her cry it out," Mrs. Weston told her husband. "She will get over it in a few days." But Mrs. Weston was wrong. Gloria became very quiet and very sad as the days went by. Mrs. Weston met her husband at the door a week later.
"Listen, George, what Gloria needs is a change. She can't forget Robbie here. Everything around here reminds her of him. Let's take her to New York City."
"In August? Are you crazy? New York is terribly hot in August."
"Well, we have to. In the city, Gloria will find new interests and new friends to make her happy and help her forget the machine."
They all got into the taxi together. Gloria seemed happy.
"Will we soon be in the city, Mama?" she asked.
"In about a half hour, dear. Aren't you happy we're going?"
"We can go see different things every day. A show, the circus, and the beach, and..."
"Yes, Mama. I know why we are going to the city, Mama."
"Do you?" Mrs. Weston was confused.
"Why, dear?"
"You didn't tell me because you wanted it to be a surprise. But I know. We are going to New York so we can find Robbie, aren't we?"
Mrs. Weston tried to sound normal.
"Maybe," she said. "There was so much to do in New York. They took Gloria everywhere, to the top of high buildings, to zoos and parks and museums and the aquarium. Gloria was happy, but everywhere she went, she was always looking for Robbie."
Mrs. Weston tried her best to keep Gloria away from robots.